Well, last week, Deer Valley Resort issued a statement that it was updating its uphill ski policy, apparently after a couple of close calls between non-resort skiers and the ski patrol trying to do its job. On the phone with details, I have ski patrol manager Chris Urkula. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So why don't you just start by giving us a little bit of background here, the resort deciding to update its mountain safety and uphill policy. How come?
Yeah, we've had a policy over the years of enforcing our boundaries, and just in this last couple of years, with the increase in traffic in the mostly the Empire area and the Guardsman's Pass Highway 224 area, the increase in backcountry users there, we've run into a few more issues here the last two winters. With backcountry users entering into the ski area, sometimes unknowingly. So we've had to expand and increase our roped boundary back there and our signage. We've had a few interactions with some backcountry users coming in to the ski area while we're doing our avalanche mitigation work in the mornings.
So that's the biggest concern, the fact that they're there while you're setting off bombs?
Yeah, you know, it's as you can imagine, when you're out doing work with explosives and you have somebody that you are not planning on and you're not inviting coming into the area that you're working with explosives with, that's very concerning on our end, and it poses some issues for sure.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, right. Not only, I mean, the risk of burying somebody, but also just the risk of somebody getting hurt by the explosive.
Yeah, correct. It's like I said, it poses some very challenging issues when we're out doing our avalanche control work. And it's not, you know, there's more than just avalanche control work issues that we deal with out there. It's at the other end of the day when we're doing, you know, what a lot of people call our sweeps at the end of the day. We've had some backcountry users come into the ski area after we do our sweeps when the area is closed, and then we've swept everybody out of that area as well. And that's concerning for us too, because, you know, if that person were to get injured or need assistance and somehow, you know, we've left that area, we've swept that area, we've moved on to other parts of the resort at the end of the day, and there's nobody left to go help those people and assist them if they need.
Yeah. So where are these people coming from? Is it there at Empire where they can be accessed again off of like the Bonanza Flat area? Is that where they're coming from?
That's the majority of the issue that we're seeing is now with increased traffic in the Highway 224 Guardsman's Pass area towards our Empire Canyon area. There's just more and more users out there, snowmobilers, backcountry skiers, snowboarders, snowshoers, hikers. And that's where we're running into the issue is in that area. And we absolutely love to see more people enjoying the mountains, getting out there. All of the work that the city has put in back there, with parking and restrooms, and then also mountain trails been up there, grooming areas as well. It's great to see people using that area and that getting more activation back there. But we just want to remind everybody that entering into the closed roped ski area boundary is considered a trespass.
Okay. And are you also seeing problems, though, between the resorts, between Park City and from the McConkie's lift there to the Deer Valley side of Empire?
Probably, I would say not any more than normal. You know, we certainly have people that unlawfully go back and forth between the two ski areas. And that is not permitted on either side, either Park City or Deer Valley. And sometimes it's an uneducated person that just doesn't know that that's not allowed, and they get caught, you know, going back and forth across the border, as we call it, and they just had no idea that they couldn't do that. And some people know exactly what they're doing, and we catch those people as well.
Yeah. Now, even if they had passes to both resorts, it's still not legal, huh?
Correct. Even if you have a pass to both places, it is unlawful to cross that border and go between the two ski areas. It's two different landowners, two different resort operators, and we don't allow it.
All right. Now, have you been able then to rope the entire boundaries? That would be a lot of rope.
Yes, it is a lot of rope, and luckily we have lots of rope in our inventory. So we've been able to expand our roped boundary in that Empire area towards Highway 224, and also increase our signage there as well. And in moving down the road here in the future, we're going to do a little bit more work this summer to more permanently install that boundary and be able to put up that rope on some more permanent posts.
All
with
right.
Some more additional signage as well.
So, I mean, there should be no question. I mean, any legitimate skier knows not to duck under a rope. So this is what you're saying by putting those ropes up?
Yeah. It's, a skier should never duck anywhere or go past any clothesline anywhere. There's reasons we have them up. And that's for the safety of both, you know, our guests and our employees and the patrollers who are working out there. It's for everybody's safety that, everybody abide by that rule and those laws, and please stay out of the closed areas when they're closed.
All right. The resort has had a long policy of not allowing uphill travel of any kind with its resort boundaries. Again, this would be considered trespassing if people are found skinning up?
Correct. Yeah. Any backcountry, any ski area use outside of our normal operating hours in an open area would be considered a trespass. We don't allow, skiing, skinning, sledding, hiking, cross country skiing, anything like that. What we are directing people to is that the guard road parking area there just above our Empire Lodge, and you can access all of that lovely backcountry terrain now that the city has been working on and has opened up more and more so this last couple of years. That's where we are urging people to go to and stay away from the ski area itself, because when we're doing our operations at the ski area, it's a dangerous place. We have snow cats grooming the mountain. We have snowmobiles skiing around. In the mornings, early mornings, we're doing avalanche control work. And to have people in those areas when we're not expecting them can be a very significant safety issue.
Yeah, so can the ski patrollers issue citations, or how does that work?
We cannot. If it elevates to that level, we would need to involve law enforcement with any trespass charge and enforcing that trespass law. We have a very good working relationship with local law enforcement, and they are more than willing to come up and assist us with whatever issues that we need their help with.
Okay, so you're not messing around. Citations will be issued?
Well, like I said, we don't issue citations. We talk to people. We give them warnings. We tell them, educate them on what our policies are and what Park City ordinances are. And then we would leave any citations up to law enforcement.
All right. So have you had any close calls?
Yeah, this past couple months, we've had, when one of the reasons why we had to expand our roped boundary, we have had people come in while we were doing early morning work and at the end of the day when we were doing our end-of-day mountain clearing procedures, our sweeps. And we've had to talk with several people over the last couple months about coming into our ski area boundary without, they don't have a lift pass. They're coming in from the backcountry, and we've had those opportunities to educate those people on why it's such a significant safety concern on our end.
Okay. Chris, anything else you'd like people to know?
No, I don't think so. It's just lovely to finally have Mother Nature show up here in the last month or so, and hopefully she keeps on blessing us with what we're all here for, the beautiful white snow that we're about to go ski this morning.
Okay. Chris, hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Leslie. Appreciate it.
That's Deer Valley Ski Patrol Manager Chris Urkelam. You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW.